Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 90th Minute. We are your hosts. We are Greg, Woz, Maddie, Lucas, and myself, Liam. If you are new to the 90th Minute, please make sure you are subscribed here on YouTube. Make sure you hit like as well. Helps us out a ton. And comment down below. Get involved with today's conversations. Give us your thoughts and opinions. Now, this is review show for match day 2 of Euro 2020. But before we get into the review show and the football, we have to start one place only. The 90th Minute is proudly sponsored by the guys over at Manscaped, number one in male grooming products below the waist. Check out manscaped.com and see a full list of all their products. Now, it's Euro 2020. You don't want to look down there looking like Matt or Marouane Fellaini. You don't want that. Hey, clean yourself up. Get yourself the Lawnmower 4.0, ceramic coated blades, 7,000 RPM motors, got a light. Yeah, your beard's nice. Your hair's shite. That's how it is.
I'm growing it out, fam. Can you allow it?
Wireless charging. It's got a lock so you can take it with you when you travel. The world's getting back open. You don't want this tossing your suitcase. You don't want to turn it on. The fucking guy at the airport thinks he's got a vibrator in there. You don't want that. You got a travel lock. That's what you got. Anyways, manscaped.com. Use code 90th at checkout. You get 20% off plus free shipping on fantastic products like Lawnmower 4.0 and all the other range of Manscaped goodies for male grooming. Now!
Oh, how we've missed you. You can sell money to a broke person.
Now! Match day 2. Boy, it's been a time. The 90th Minute has been streaming over on twitch.tv/the90thminuteofficial. We've had some absolutely hyped moments. Insert a clip of Wazinho screaming when Lewandowski scores a goal. Oh! Golazo! Golazo! We got some pretty bad moments.
Like me napping.
Insert comments. Insert moments like, you know, the nil-nil draws and, you know, the Dutch versus Austria. Anyways, that doesn't really matter because it's still the Euros. It's still pretty hyped.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
Lucas yelled at us for opening window.
Look,
Matt,
man,
hit walls in the back,
yeah,
of the
busy
head.
For us,
somebody,
you know,
spilled water. I don't know who.
This
somebody spilled water.
This man damn won't let me be chill.
Man,
apparently the window's
you
too.
Your
window's
the
too
pants.
Much, bro. The sound of wind
too
coming through the
man.
Window.
You're wearing pants the whole time.
Too
wearing,
much
even
yet.
Wearing shorts.
And this guy can't, bro. As you can tell, if you watch this shit on our video, not on audio apps. If
hey
you're
guys,
on audio
they
apps,
came from football.
I am black, yeah. And this guy has the lights off, bro. How are you meant to see me?
Hold on. Maddie, I want to time travel with you back.
Let's go back.
To June 16th, you know, it was a little while ago. Match day 2, that's when it kicked off Group A. We saw Turkey, potential dark horses of the tournament. Turkey, Burak, Real Madrid, oh my god. Yeah, they're shite. They lost 2-0 to fucking Wales.
The dark horses that...
are dead. The dark horses
yeah,
are dead. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Never sleep on Wales.
PETA might come after us for that comment, but hey.
Burak should have stayed in Lille. He was having a nice party. It's done.
Never
Wales,
sleep on Wales.
Wales, credit to them. Credit to Wales. They're doing well.
Very well.
How? It was a great performance by Wales. I didn't see it coming, but they were creating the better chances. You were seeing Aaron Ramsey making some runs from midfield that... Turkey were not picking up for some reason after the first and second time. They were getting away with it. And the third time, Aaron Ramsey made that run again from midfield and finally scored the first goal of the game.
It was a good ball over top to him. It was a good finish. It was not my favorite part of this game, though. I got to be honest. My favorite part of this game was Gareth Bale and his penalty shot. Wales did get a penalty just after the hour mark. And Gareth Bale... missed the net. He may have hit the space station. I don't know. Not confirmed yet. Just rumors. Somebody look into that. But it doesn't matter. Wales get a 2-0 victory. They're looking very, very comfortable to advancing to the next round of the tournament, which full credit to them. They deserve it. I think they played really well so far. We can go over, are we going to go over the other Group A match from that day, because it was Italy versus Switzerland, 3-0 victory for the Azzurri.
Italy's looking dominant. Looking great.
I think
have they conceded a goal yet? No, right?
No, they're 2-3-0 victories.
I think it's fair to say, I mean, I don't know who's going to agree with me here, but Italy, I think, have been the best team in the tournament so far.
It's hard
they've
to judge.
It's hard to judge when,
but
you know, teams don't
still,
play each other.
Regardless, they still look the best team out of everyone else, and
yeah,
you know,
in terms of like goals,
not if you're Gary Neville though.
Yeah, if you're Gary Neville, clearly it's they haven't played only weak teams. Yeah, okay, Gary.
I mean, at the end of the day, people will give, oh, they're only playing Turkey, Wales, and Switzerland.
Well, the thing is, they haven't played
on
Wales the day
this is being released. That should be, at least on paper, a very good game. What I'm looking for, 2-3-0 victories. The Italian national team, at least in our lifetime, is not famous for goal scoring. They're famous for clean and simple.
But they've been very exciting to watch. They're so enjoyable. It's so fluid.
100%. They're not conceding, and they're scoring 3 goals a game. That's incredible for them. Roberto Mancini's got this team absolutely firing right now. They're having Immobile actually scoring goals and creating chances. It was great to see. They have good young players in that midfield, working hard, good wingers. Their back line is still rock solid. They've got a great goalkeeper in Donnarumma. The Italians, I think, were slept on in qualifying. They weren't talked about enough, and now they're actually at the tournament. They're making noise, and people are standing up and finally noticing the Italians, which is good to see. I like that. I can quickly go over Group A, how it stands before the final match day kicks off. Italy are first place with 6 points. Wales are second on 4 points, and Switzerland are third with 1, and of course Turkey are bottom with 0. So Switzerland are still in contention. They are.
Greg, what point were you making?
Oh, I was just saying, like, because Wales have been very good form. Like, they honestly,
we have to give credit to Wales. And a lot of us kind of discredited them before going to this tournament, saying they just don't have what it takes. They're not the same team from 2016. Gareth Bale's aged. But I'll give credit to them. They've done very well. They've been very fun to watch.
And admit that. I thought Wales would be kind of flat in this tournament. I thought they'd be kind of either inexperienced in some places or too experienced in others. I'm being proved wrong. I mean,
you can tell that
I'm happy. They're
doing well.
Their pride is really shining and showing on the pitch. You can tell they're playing for the nation. They're playing for the badge and the kit, and you love to see it.
Yeah, they got the very tough battle ahead of trying to get top. They can still get top spot in that group, which would be huge.
I think it's gonna be a great game, Wales, Italy.
You know, if Wales do lose to Italy. And Switzerland come off with, albeit a very big win. They need to win by 5 goals.
The one thing I've learned in the Euro so far is that every goal is so important and it's so crucial. It's either 1 or 2 goals can get you out of the tournament. Either if you draw or win or lose, everything's so important. You know, you look at the Champions League, you compare to the Euros. This feels so different.
No, 100%.
I mean, there's only one round of groups.
Into Group B now.
Yeah, let's
go
ahead.
Group B, the first match on the 16th there was Finland hosting Russia. Been a disappointing game, if I'm completely honest. It ends 1-0 victory for Russia.
I thought it was actually a decent game.
It's all right. It was the early morning kickoff. I remember that. I woke up to watch this. I was half asleep for it. So, you know, that is what it is. The Russians, they get a victory. I know
they need
a
bounce back game against Belgium.
Yeah, I know was not very full of praise of them before the tournament kicked off, but they do get a win. The goal from Moranchuk. It was not the best game of all time, but it wasn't the worst game either. But it does make the group a little bit interesting because the other game saw Belgium versus Denmark, which was a bit more of an exciting game. It ends 2-1 for Belgium. Denmark were in this game, man. I mean, they started off so hot.
It was an okay game, yeah. They looked actually pretty decent, I won't lie.
The first minute, which is incredible.
I think the biggest concern with Belgium right now is their defense. Their defense does not look perfect, doesn't look compact. You know, you compare it to some other countries.
Hey, they're starting a big Jason Denier.
I know,
or
I know.
Dedrick Boyata. Pardon me?
It's concerning if they want to go deep in this tournament.
Boyata started, I think, 1-3-0. Denier started, they only won 2-1. So, I mean,
Greg, neither of those two players should be anywhere near the starting 11.
I get
Dedrick
it.
Boyata was arguably the worst Celtic
regardless,
defender.
Regardless, though,
and he's now playing for Belgium?
Belgium were asleep in the first half of that game. And then Belgium brought on Kevin De Bruyne, and things changed.
Kevin De Bruyne comes on his first game since breaking his face in the Champions League final, and yeah, he put the game on his head. He put on a
masterclass.
Him and Lukaku
saw his angry red face and they woke up.
He assisted in the 54th minute to Thorgan Hazard before scoring one himself in the 70th minute to make it 2-1. De Bruyne brilliance. Can he lead Belgium to maybe a Euro victory. I don't know. I gotta give props
to Lukaku on the second one. He was like holding off a bunch of players, got dribbled past a few players before he gave it to the next person, who ended up giving it to De Bruyne. Or maybe I'm getting the order wrong there. But
what you're saying is Lukaku was a big man and did big man things.
No, no, Lucas, you're right though. I thought both the Belgium's goals were great goals, honestly. And Yusuf Poulsen's goal in the second minute, great way to kick it off for Denmark, considering what happened, of course.
I don't want this to get overshadowed, but like Maranchuk's goal was fantastic.
Yes, it was. It was a fantastic goal. Yeah. It was brilliant finish.
Didn't see because Mandem was asleep.
it was a very, very good finish. But currently, as it stands, before match day three kicks off, we have Belgium in top spot, 6 points. Russia and Finland are tied on 3 points. Finland are third, though, on goal difference. And Denmark are bottom on 0. It's very unfortunate for the Danes. Unfortunately,
Danes have had some,
The thing is, circumstances. I think they can beat Russia and get second in this group still. That's possible. What's funny.
Oh, Denmark's not out of this group yet. I mean, this group is still completely up in the air. Belgium will go through. We just don't know in what Belgium's spot. Safe. So, we will see. We'll wait and see how this group does end. But good news on the day of recording this podcast, Christian Eriksen was released from hospital earlier on. He had a surgery to implement some device onto his heart. So peace and love. Yeah. Hopefully he's all good. We wish him the best, of course. I know he did meet up with the team at the training ground or something like that. So good that he's getting back with the team and everything like that.
And right now there's no official word if he'll ever be able to play football again. I know it's some what people wonder. Well, the most important part of that, he's alive, he's well, he's healthy, 100%. Of course. But yeah, essentially what happened was Eriksen, they gave him an ICD, so an implantable device, and it's kind of like a pacemaker and a defibrillator combined together. And so it just kind of helps avoid more cardiac arrest in the future or restarts his heart in a sense. I think Daley Blind is something similar, and he's able to play football, but still, again, different situations. I also heard that in Italy, they don't allow players to play professional football if they have an ICD. So
we'll wait and see what happens.
You never know what's going to happen there. So, but just best of luck, and that's awesome if he's healthy.
Moving into Group C, so like I said, Turkey was dark horses before this tournament started, and so was Ukraine. Ukraine living up to expectations a little bit more so. They get a 2-1 victory over North Macedonia. Again, a bit of an exciting game. Maybe not a record-breaking game kind of thing, but I enjoyed it. I thought Ukraine were good for the victory. I liked watching them go forward. Some great goals being scored by them. Yarmolenko seems to be an absolute baller of this tournament. I don't know what he's eating for breakfast, but it's great to see.
Well, he wants a Coca-Cola sponsorship.
He wants a Coca-Cola sponsorship, man. Give Yarmolenko Coca-Cola. Give it to him. He deserves it. He's being a legend. The other game in this group saw the Netherlands versus Austria. 2-0 victory for the Dutch. Greg summed this game up great. He went, "This was so boring. I hated it." I was like, there we go, done. Captain Greggy has spoken.
It was a pretty boring game. I mean, aside from the goals, it still wasn't very exciting.
Bro, I was playing Score Hero 90% of this game.
Yeah, if you watch our stream, we just felt bored of this game. I don't know if it was just the weather in our city was shit. Or
the weather. I think we were all a little tired.
It was just one of those days.
Everything mixed together, it did not end well for the game.
Like, it was pain, bro.
But fair enough, Netherlands did the job, and they got a 2-0 victory. So.
Well, the Netherlands now, they have 2 out of 2 victories, sitting top spot of Group C on 6 points. Ukraine and Austria are tied, both on 3 points, both with 0 goal differential. So, all to play for there for second spot.
Yeah, North Macedonia, I think Netherlands are going to win the group, but I'm not really impressed by them necessarily in this tournament. I think Ukraine kind of played into their hands. I think Austria really did not deliver whatsoever.
Every time me and my dad talk about the Euros, he always brings up how the Dutch are great and they're going to go on to win this thing. I go, "Dad, they're shit." He goes, "No, it's the Netherlands. They're always great." I was like, "Have you watched it? They're not. They're beating North Macedonia."
They're sick, man.
They haven't played North Macedonia yet, to be fair.
Austria. They're probably going to beat them.
And while I think Netherlands are proving us wrong with, well, some of us, because I know I picked Ukraine over them in the group, which isn't going to happen. But I just feel like
still
when they...
Good.
I mean, it could, no, but when I come up against, like, if they come up against a Germany or an Italy, I think they just lose that match.
That'll be interesting. I think that's just going to be an interesting test for them, honestly, right?
I do think the Dutch have decent players. Maybe not the best starting 11 they've had over the years. Of course not. They have decent players. They lack in manager. They lack in decisive quality, I think.
They can have Coleman back.
I don't know if they want him. Moving on to Friday. Now, Friday was a bit of a hectic day for the 90th minute. It was our stream of England versus Scotland.
It wasn't hectic.
Before that game kicked off, before our stream kicked off, there was Croatia versus the Czech Republic. It ended 1-1. Will and E scoring yet again for the Czech Republic. The man is absolutely on fire.
Was it a penalty?
He's taking a break. Lucas, he's taking a break from YouTube. He's scoring goals of the Euros. It's great to see. Was it a penalty? Yeah, I don't know.
The Croatians are in a weird situation, man. And this group is looking really weird going into the next couple games.
The commentator during the game, Lucas, so there's two commentators. One of them said, it was a former defender, and said, no penalty. I didn't see anything wrong with that. The other commentator goes, that should be a penalty and a red card to Dejan Lovren. I'm like,
you two are sitting
side by side, and one of you thinks it's a penalty red card. The other one says, no, play on. Everything's good. It's like, how is that so... Do I think it was a penalty? In today's game, probably, unfortunately. It's just a very, very soft penalty for Dejan Lovren. He puts his arms up. Does it protect himself? Yes. But does he also smash into the face of Will and E? Yes, it does. And Patrick Schick steps up to make it 1-0.
He's having a good tournament, though.
He's having a great tournament. Yeah. Who would have thought? I would have thought.
That's what you love about the Euros, man.
But
he's bringing back goal. Milan Baros from 2004.
Wow, the best goal of this game was Perisic's goal, the 47th minute. Absolutely great strike. Curls it past the keeper. Really, really good finish for him. Croatia get a point to make this group interesting because the other game, the game that we streamed, England versus Scotland at Wembley. It was
upon further research, a little bit boring, yo. During the moment, I was a little bit boring.
It does end nil-nil. As someone who is supporting Scotland at this tournament, I'm happy with a result away at Wembley against England. I mean, we had chances to win that game. I thought Scotland were really the more threatening team. Maybe not possession-wise, maybe not chances created, but the chances that we did create, I thought were more threatening. I was so happy with the way we played, happy with the result. England fans, of course, are losing their mind over it, are completely in disrepair because we can't beat Scotland. How the fuck are we going to beat Germany? Well, cross that bridge if and when you get to it. It's not a guaranteed you make it to play Germany yet. This group is still chaos pandemonium. But ultimately, as a Scotland fan, I was happy with this result. Now, what it sets up for the final match day, everything's to play for in Group D. Czech Republic are top of this table on 4 points. England are second on 4 points, only behind by goal difference. Croatia are third on 1, and Scotland are bottom on 1 as well, -2 goal differential. Now, Scotland play Croatia, and England take on the Czech Republic. Now,
it's very simple for these teams. Just you need to win.
Whoever wins between Czech Republic and England will get top spot. If Scotland and Croatia, whoever wins there, might qualify through third, might even get second. You don't know. Ultimately, a hell of a lot to play for in match day 3. It's going to be exciting as hell. Make sure you are following us on twitch.tv/90thminuteofficial, as we will be streaming these games all on there. Now.
Well, not the actual matches.
Yes, please don't ask us for that.
Group E. Now, some people are calling this the most boring game of the tournament. I know Lucas was throwing arms about it. But well, Slovakia versus Sweden. It does end 1-0 for the IKEA boys, and they're absolutely bumping in this tournament so far. I'm thoroughly enjoying
it. Well, I guess so.
Emil Forsberg scoring a penalty.
Yes, you know, Sweden, they're doing well and everything, but it's currently... You know, they only have 1 goal for, 1 goal against, and the Swedish are very confident going, you know, they're top of the group with 4 points. Credit to them, they got, you know, a win against Slovakia at least, right? But it's just like, this group is so tight right now. It can change so easily in the final match day for Lucas and I. It's going to be an emotional affair, because Poland, like we watched, also they drew Spain. What a game. I mean, for Lucas and I, it was an emotional roller coaster, but still, I am so happy that Poland actually have a chance to still qualify for the final round. We're still in it, boys. We're still in it. That's what matters.
Spain drew Poland 1-1, goal from Lewandowski finally at this tournament.
Yeah. Should have we lost? Yes. Maybe. I don't know. No, but also,
you shouldn't have because they started Morata. You should have won.
Yeah, but you also, Lewandowski had a huge chance early in the first half, which he could have put away. You thought he would.
Probably should have.
It was a hell of a game because, you know, Spain did their thing where they hold on possession and you have to be worried about that because they can create chances. However, they did create chances and they just can't seem to hit the net even with a penalty. They can hit the net.
Well, they can.
Yeah, but Spain...
They did, but
not when Morata's on the pitch. Yeah,
fell to Morata, and
they can hit it at Shen. Or
the guy scored one out of like 12. My guy's lackluster.
This game was
a bit insane in terms of chances created for Spain and not being able to bury it. The Spanish do not look good. They do not look.
No, they look. They do look good. They just can't fucking finish, man. They went from Fernando Torres and David Villa, Gerard Moreno. And the clown Morata, bro.
Like, I think there's too many average players in this Spain squad.
And that's what the post analyst like thoughts were. And it's there's no one in that team that just like takes over a game like a lot of the other big teams have.
Yeah. I think there are though.
Davavia, Torres. Who?
Well, I think there are at least players like he's relying on a 19-year-old Pedri, which I think he's a very talented player and can become a magnificent player for Spain, but. Is he the right guy to play in these situations right now when you have Thiago on the bench?
They probably needed Ansu Fati for this tournament.
Unfortunately.
Not even as a Barcelona fan. And that's where I'm like, I think Fati would be one of those players. They need
Fati
like...
can make shit happen when his knees are working, at least. Yeah. When his knees were like, look at the beginning of the season, man. It was a short run, but that kid can make shit happen.
Well, if I quickly pull up the Spanish roster, we can go through some of the names. I think if you are Spanish... You're kind of putting, you're hitting that worry button right now, the panic button, because
Thiago should as be it stands right now, but...
Sweden, top of this group on 4 points, Slovakia second on 3 points, Spain are third on 2, and Poland on 1. This group can finish anywhere. Yeah. I would be worrying.
And Poland could still talk. I pray this happens because it'd be great for Poland, but like, say Poland defeats Sweden and Spain ties Slovakia. Spain are out.
Adios, muchachos.
Christ, man. And I'm gonna give praise to Lewandowski because he actually played kind of well in that game. I won't lie. He wasn't poor. He tried carrying Poland. He had that one moment where he could have been on a breakaway, but credit to Spain, they defended him well. He looked like he had some speed on him. Like, he was trying to carry the team. And he got that fantastic header, great cross. I know we made the TikTok of my dad doing the blessing of the kit. And my dad actually predicted, said in the Poland, how... We just need a cross to Lewandowski, header, goal, and it happened.
It did, yeah.
So,
but I'll read off the names, Lucas, for the players that Spain subbed on in today's game. So they subbed on Ferran Torres for Dani Olmo, Fabian Ruiz for Gerard Moreno, Pablo Sarabria for Koke, and Mikel Oyarzabal for Morata. Now, are any of those four names world-class?
So Ferran Torres,
they're good.
Before
they're
this game, good. Said they're that... That the Spanish defenders would eat up Lewandowski or something like that. And that backfired. And Luis Enrique talked about him after the game, saying that sometimes he still needs to learn to say the right things sometimes. I want to find the actual quote from Luis Enrique.
As Conor McGregor would say, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, let me find it here. That
quote, can anyone give me a reason why Jadon Sancho has not played a game this term yet?
I'm still...
Or even been subbed on?
I prefer...
It kind of just... It kind of just hit me. What the fuck, man? Seriously. He ain't even subbed on. Jack Grealish got 30 minutes. If. Like, Phil Foden's all right and stuff. Like, the kid's very good.
Yeah, Phil Foden's good.
You tell me, Jadon Sancho.
Scotland.
Guy's 16 goals and what, 20 assists?
They subbed on Jack Grealish for Phil Foden. And they subbed on Marcus Rashford for Harry Kane. So, meaning, you left on the bench... of attacking talent, a 0-0 game in Scotland, Jadon Sancho, you left Jude Bellingham, Ben Chilwell, Jordan Henderson, Harry Maguire, Marcus Rashford, or you brought on Rashford, you left Connor Cody, Kieran Trippier, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Dude, where the fuck? I don't get it. Why do we not sub on Jaden? 16 goals, 20 assists, carried his team to Champions League spot. What the fuck?
Not even that. You even watched him in the Champions League. He was quite good. Same with Jude Bellingham against Man City. That kid's nasty. Like,
he had the most goals and assists for the England team besides Harry Kane.
Personally, I would like to see Grealish and Sancho start next game because I feel like they bring a lot of creativity and intelligence on that pitch. Nothing is
what has Harry Kane done?
He hasn't had any service because what is Raheem Sterling providing?
We need Jadon Sancho
to play a game. Jadon Sancho can do that.
He should have played from the first minute to get his confidence up. I don't know why Jadon Sancho is sitting on the bench.
Harry Kane's still
not
going to get out of that lineup, though, because when like when that ball gets put on his foot,
Harry Kane cannot leave the lineup unless he's broken.
Yeah. But
ask how we ended up back on England when that's the other group?
Because I believe we used to find the group.
Kane's like head in it though? Like there's so much going on, like potential transfers.
He does have a lot of it. He's also the captain of England.
I'm sure he's focused on it.
But Billy Gilmore. Oh, no one's getting hit off praise. That is brilliance. He's sex. Anyway. Just pure sex.
Lucas, you find the quote?
Yeah, I did find the quote. So back to Spain. I know we probably should have talked about this in the last section.
Please don't read in an accent.
I'm not gonna go.
He's not Wazinho or me.
No, he has a tendency.
I have a tendency with accents that I could do.
He likes his Italian. Okay.
Yeah, the Italian one is not okay, Lucas.
Go.
Well, he said Ferran Torres is very young and still has a lot to learn. Example, not to say that our defenders will eat Lewandowski.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
It's kind of
he said that.
Well, I don't know if he said the exact. This is kind of a weird quote.
Wait, sorry, who was that?
Luis Enrique,
Luis Enrique said that about what Ferran Torres said.
But yeah, like he's basically saying he needs to learn a lot, and supposedly Ferran Torres said that that the Spanish defenders were going to eat Lewandowski. A little cannibalistic, but okay.
It's like, why is he... And, like, he didn't start that game, so... And he started...
Hey, man. What? You know what's great, Lucas? Lewandowski now has more goals than Euros than Benzema and Kane, so I ain't even mad now.
Well, wow, at one.
I know.
Nuts. Mental.
Bro, Sweden's at the top of this group with one goal. By one goal. So...
I guess, yeah. But there is I'm still kind of crapping myself when we play Sweden, because, I mean, they seem very difficult to break down, and... Yeah. Hopefully we
you guys played good though. Spain weren't. I'm not at the greatest game, but I thought Poland played actually.
I mean, Spain are creating chances, but like there is something missing. Like I think their team selection is a little poor.
Mon ami, we have talked about Spain being a tire fire. We have to move. I'm sorry. Allez les bleus, not today, Hungary. 1-1 draw. The Hungarians shock the footballing world. The group of death. Can it get any better? Of course it can. Budapest is here. They're bouncing. They're rocking. They're having a great time. It's 1-1, baby. It's 1-1, baby. I love it. Well, Mbappe,
I'm watching like the first 40 minutes of this game, and I'm just like, Hungary's done nothing. It's all been France. Eventually a goal's going to come in, and what happens? They go down. Gets past like three players and puts in the bottom corner.
One of the best celebrations of Euro 2020 for sure. Did anyone see the picture going around of the reporter? She had this pitch side table, and there's
saw that.
And she looks terrified, just terrified. Like, no, it was a great result for them.
Did you hear what the Hungarian coach said? By the way, we are fighting tooth and nail for our place in the sun. The mother of idiots is always pregnant. What does that even mean?
Fair enough.
We are fighting tooth and nail for our place in the sun. The mother of idiots is always pregnant.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Hungarian things, man.
Can someone Google search that?
Griezmann did score a goal for France to tie it up in the second half, but it was Hungary's day. They played well. France missed 200 chances, I think. Mbappe turned into prime Morata. And really...
And the Hungarian supporters, man.
It was written in the clouds kind of thing. It was going to happen. The supporters of Hungary deserved it the way they... The supporters performed brilliantly today. The team was good. They deserved it. I'm happy for them. But the other match in Group F saw Portugal versus Germany. Now, What started off with German attack after attack after attack, it went the other way. And a counterattack from Portugal ended up with Cristiano Ronaldo scoring yet again to make it 1-0 Portugal in the 15th minute. We're like, boys, this is crazy.
It's Cristiano versus OG, man.
Well, it's crazy, boys.
Really. But yeah, 1-0 Portugal. We're like, guys, this has been all Germany. All of a sudden, Portugal go the other way. Boom, they score. Could this be a huge upset? No, because Portugal wanted to score even more goals. Unfortunately, they forgot which way they were going. Ruben Dias scores a goal in the 35th minute on his own goals before his friend, Mr. Guerrero, goes, hey, man, I like that. Let me do that too. So he's like, 39th minute, puts in his own net.
My God.
Absolute scenes. I gotta be honest with you. Absolute scenes. Kai Havertz makes it 3-1 in the 51st minute. Very good goal. Yeah, another cross in, 6-yard box, conflicting in the area. It makes it 3-1. Gusens at the back post makes it 4-1 before Jota makes it 4-2. Now, I believe Cristiano Ronaldo and Gusens have some history because I believe it's Champions League. I don't know which game, but Gusens asked Ronaldo to swap kits with him. Ronaldo said, no, sorry, you're not a big enough name. I don't do that. So Gusens said, fuck you, big man. I'm going to score for Germany against you. Fuck you. Get you back to Portugal. Love that. I love that.
Germany needed a bounce back. Germany needed a bounce back game after losing to France in match day one, though. And it's like that if they did lose today, like that would have been really bad for them. But now we've got France on 4 points, Germany and Portugal both on 3 points, and Hungary on 1 point.
Well, we're seeing star strikers not performing in this tournament. Benzema's dropped another stinker.
Fuck me. Yeah?
Yeah, Benzema has not been great.
Fuck my fantasy due to these goddamn strikers.
Ronaldo? You gotta give credit to Ronaldo. He's scoring goals. You can call him a tap-in merch all you want, but he's scoring goals. He's in the right positions to put them away. Lewandowski finally gets off the mark. Harry Kane has done shit all. The Dutch don't really have one. Belgium? Lukaku had a good first game. He did.
So,
and Italy. Italy's scoring a couple goals.
So, not everybody can be Patrick Schick.
Will any for Ballon d'Or?
What I'm getting from these matches so far is that players in Serie A, their market value are rising. Guys like Locatelli, Gosens, Maranchuk, Lukaku. Well, they're just performing very well in this tournament. A lot of players in Serie A, and there could be some players on the move away from Serie A, like the mentioned Locatelli and Gosens.
Dude, Locatelli goes to Arsenal, bro. We can just write him down as a flop. Pen it down.
Here we are going into match day 3. Hungary is still within contention here of advancing from this group. Love to see it. Like Greg said, 4 points for France, 3 for Germany and Portugal, 1 for Hungary. Still all to play for in this group. Well, I'm excited.
Well, here's the thing, guys. It's Portugal versus France.
Yeah.
Match day 3.
Is no one going to mention how good Gusen's been for Germany?
So
like he's been the player of that group, I think.
We have been talking about him for the past 5 minutes, but I agree. He has been very good.
Yeah, he's been great.
I don't know. You watched that goal, that game, and no one was really marking him for Portugal. He just kind of got into the box of the East.
But that's where the three-back system works. You have such wide players. I remember us talking about it when they scored that goal, and I think it was Rafa just did not mark his man. Those wingers in that 3 attacking formation for Portugal, those wingers have to work hard and actually track those players. And that's
I like what Antoine Griezmann said. We had lost the habit of playing in a full stadium. We paid dearly for it. It is the Euro Cup. We already know. With great nations and great players, even against Hungary, it is tough. It's true. Every team has been a challenge so far, I think, in this group. Yeah. Maybe except for Turkey.
Yeah. Turkey!
But, and also, Roberto Mancini, shout out to him for comparing Wales to Stoke.
He did do that.
Anyways, what I was trying to go back to, though, is Portugal-France, which is what a lot of people predicted as the finals of this tournament. And one of those teams could get knocked out.
France could knock Portugal out in the group stage. Mental.
France probably with the 4 points already, they probably will still go through even if they got third. But it's I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
It's tasty.
Like, Germany's got Hungary, which is not an easy game. But if they play like they did, like they were looking real good that game. So
I called it. I'm telling you, I called that, big man.
Fair enough. So it's gonna be exciting.
France.
It's gonna be an exciting match. I know my football. I'm looking forward to it.
Shh.
Will you shut up?
Lucas, there's update with Poland. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a lot of things. Poland need low-scoring draws in the games between Switzerland and Turkey and Croatia and Scotland to give themselves the best chance of going through. If this happens, a draw versus Sweden may be enough for Poland to sneak into the knockout stage.
Well, don't worry about Scotland. Maybe. We haven't scored a goal yet this tournament. You gotta go for a win. Don't worry about
it. You gotta win.
It's not looking super likely you're going to.
We haven't scored a goal yet in the Euros. I have yet to celebrate a goal.
Vita's going to shut you down.
I hope to God they win.
I want Scotland to win. I really
kind of
do.
Fun in it. It'd be fun.
How much you want to bet Gerard Moreno has not yet fallen asleep or Alvaro Morata? There's just like, I can't believe I fucked that up.
I want Poland and Scotland to go through just for like the hype of those three lads right there.
Should we move? I mean, that is the end of the Euro Match Day 2 review.
Yes, sir.
Let's do a very quick review, though, of Copa America, because that is going on as well and deserves to be spoken about. So, the tournament kicked off on Sunday, which saw Brazil versus Venezuela. That's correct, right, Lucas? That was the first game? Yeah, sorry. I don't know why they started with Group B. Copa America, get your shit
together.
Because
Brazil ended up being the host.
Dumb. But anyways, Brazil gets off to a 3-0 victory over Venezuela. The second day, Monday, saw Colombia 1-0 over Ecuador.
That was
before Argentina versus Chile ended in a 1-1 draw. Sad days for Mr. Messi. Ronaldo can never. Tuesday saw Paraguay versus Bolivia. 3-1 for Paraguay.
That was Monday.
That was Tuesday.
It says Monday on week. On
I have
Google.
Tuesday, the 15th of June, Paraguay versus Bolivia.
I'm pretty sure it was on the same day as Argentina, Chile. And I'm pretty sure Colombia, Ecuador was the same day as Brazil.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading what I'm seeing right now.
Are you reading the BBC again?
Oh, you're damn right I am.
Ooh, why do you keep right going back, man? They fuck you over time and time again. And you keep going
Liam,
back.
Liam, it was
man.
Monday.
Like a crackhead.
Well, then when did Colombia play Venezuela?
Is it
Thursday?
Oh, dude.
Okay, cool. We're back on Thursday. We're back on track. Good job, BBC. You did it. Anyways, ended 0-0. No one gives a fuck. Before Friday, so Chile. GGG. Le-le-le. Viva
you
Chile.
You talking about Brazil, Peru?
No. GGG. Le-le-le. Viva Chile. 1-0 over Bolivia.
Do you talk about Brazil, Peru?
I'm going to get there, man. I'm going to.
That was Thursday.
It says it's on Friday.
Go get on the BBC, man, please.
I'm just reading, man.
Shut up. So Brazil beat Peru 4-0.
What's wrong with
Brazil
Google,
beat
bro?
Peru Bosco,
please.
Friday, man.
4-0
what? What?
4-0.
4-0.
I'm watching Brooklyn versus Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Okay, anyways, yeah. So and then Chile, like Liam was saying, Chile
don't
did beat Bolivia.
Chile. They're Chile. Chi-chi-chi.
Shut
Chile.
Up.
Viva Chile. Who else played, Greg?
I mean, the game of Argentina.
Who am I? Things are not going right. Oh, my God. Where is Pep Guardiola? Oh, my God. I'm Lionel Messi. They won 1-0 or fucking Uruguay. Jesus fucking.
So what are you complaining about?
I don't know.
That football is broken.
I think he's complaining
and
that
that's
BBC
it.
Is broken.
Anyways, as it stands at the moment.
We can't.
Group
we
A.
Can't cover the fucking
Group
America.
A. Argentina, 4 points. Chile, 4 points. Paraguay, 3 points. Uruguay, 0. Bolivia, 0. Group B. Brazil, 6 points. Colombia, 4 points.
Okay, the BBC's messed up, Liam, because Group A has Brazil in it and Group B has Argentina in it.
Well, they're completely messed up. That I'm literally just reading what I see in front of me, man.
Please get off the BBC, man.
This is not my fault. Out.
Get so off the
it is. You didn't
Google.
Have to choose the BBC.
Where do you
Google.
Go? Where do you go?
I Google. I go to Google. I type in the European competition.
Literally.
Europa, and
that's
I got
all
the
understandings.
On BBC, I open up all my
Why?
Different tabs.
Copa America.
Options.
I just Google to Copa America. Google has everything I need.
Literally.
Just there.
Literally.
Yeah, literally it, man. Like, Why are you so weird?
I just go on this. Anyways,
Liam, you should have learned from the BBC.
Just fucking block the BBC off your fucking internet.
Well, my dad just uses that. He'd get very
upset.
That's
okay. That's okay. I like Calum. Anyways, just fuck off, man.
Brazil's got 6 points. Colombia's got 4. Venezuela's got 1. Ecuador and Peru have 0. I don't care what groups they're in. I don't care what days they
play. I'm sorry. You screwed up the Copa America coverage. Congratulations.
Read it. Lucas is the one that called me out on it.
The continent of South America does not like you anymore. You are a great guest in Peru. You are awful.
They
you're a guest.
Me.
Yeah, just because you went to the fucking mountains and Pachu Bichu.
Listen to me. This is what you need right here. This can clean up messes on like the 90th minute again. We're a mess. This can clean up messes. You need to go to manscaped.com. You need to use code 90 at the checkout to get 20% off plus free shipping. And they're fantastic products, including the Lawnmower 4.0. They also got the nose trimmer. They got cologne. They have different lotions. Check them out. It's Father's Day today.
Just one last thing.
Get your dad a late gift. Manscaped.
One last thing we need to mention. One last thing. Canada. We everybody knows this by now, I hope. Canada has qualified for the Octagon and CONCACAF. So there is a chance we can qualify for the World Cup in 2022.
First time since 1996.
That Canada has an actual chance to qualify. They have a lot of games coming up. They have to play Jamaica, the U.S., Honduras, Costa Rica, Mexico. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I can't wait. And
if we went to a Canada-Jamaica game, who would you cheer for?
Dude,
the Yod Boys.
What the fuck do you think, man?
The Yod Boys. The reggae boys of Mikel Antonio up top.
That's an easy question.
I would choose Mikel Antonio.
I got a jersey and all.
Ultimate. Even I got a Jamaica jersey. I have a Jamaica jersey.
It's lovely.
Why don't you bring it?
I can. Where do you want me to bring it?
To the Euro.
To our live streams.
I can bring one. Okay, I can bring it. I'll bring the Jamaica kid I've got. Anyways.
Bring the yard.
We should wrap this up. I hope you have enjoyed match day 2 review. Confused. It's what it's been.
Matt's like, get these white people away from me, please.
Please make sure you are subscribed here on YouTube. Remember to hit like as well. Comment down below. Get involved with our conversation. Say, call me out for being an absolute bell end. I don't really give a shit. Forza Poland. Forza whoever the hell else. From the 5 of us here in the 90th minute, we will see you at the end of match day 3. See ya, baby! Goodbye! That's